It's EV News briefly for Thursday, 29th of February. Everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the 21-minute plus full edition of this podcast. We'll start with news of the Cupra Born, seeing UK price drops of £2,500. The specs of the V1, V2 and V3 models have all had price reductions, and the new Cupra Born VZ, high-performance, spicy one. The order's open soon. Nissan will end production of the Leaf at the Sunderland plant here in the UK, northeast, where 280,000 of them have been made over the years since 2013. But they've got to close the factory. Production continues in America, by the way, for the Nissan Leaf over there. But they're going to spend £3 billion and retool the Sunderland factory to make the all-electric Qashqai, the all-electric Juke, and the all-electric follow-up to the Leaf, which could be called New Leaf or Mini Aria, because it looks a bit like one of those. Let's move on. The Chevy Bolt will come back next year. General Motors talking today about rolling out the new generation Bolt next year using LFP batteries, lithium iron phosphate, much more cost-effective. And that's the first time that their Ultium technology partnership battery thing has used the LFP technology, but they'll use that in the Bolt to make it a more cost-effective beginning of the lineup. And of course, the Equinox, which is meant to be launching, positioned as an affordable electric vehicle, like all of the Ultium-based cars from GM, had somewhat delays. Now, Stellantis are next in the news, and today the CEO, Carlos Tavares, doing a roundtable with journalists, and a report here by the legendary EV journalist John Volker, talking about how Carlos Tavares said to these journos on a call how he wants Stellantis to be making their own batteries, and looking over the table at the likes of BYD, looking over his shoulder, the likes of Tesla, who do have a lot of experience making their own cells, or the likes of GM, who have partnerships with LG very tightly. Now, he says that the battery technology must improve to have low-cost small cars from Stellantis, double the energy density of the cells to reduce the cost and the raw material requirements, to have lightweight cars as well. So he's talking about all the right things that need to be done, and they are investing in solid-state batteries and lithium-sulfur and sodium-ion technology. They've got bets placed on the future, but Stellantis is definitely one of those car companies that have to go to the market or do deals with other, like Samsung, the Samsung SDI they partner with, rather than being a cell maker themselves. But that's the exception rather than the rule. The BYDs and Teslas are doing it differently to everyone. Now, Rivian is enhancing the iPhone app with charging updates. So if you've got an iPhone 14 or above, then on the lock screen or dynamic island, when you walk away from your vehicle and you're charging it, you can see the state of charge and the range and your limit that you've set. Now, let's talk a little bit about how the Rivian is rumoured to integrate Apple CarPlay into their vehicles by the end of the year. It'd be a big move, because until now, some of those startup EV makers have rejected, like Apple CarPlay, Android Automotive as well, which is the basis of Rivian's infotainment system. But to add CarPlay would, I think, you know, please a lot of iOS users and Rivian owners as well. Now, Polestar just secured $950 million from the likes of HSBC and BNP Paribas. The funding will help their parent company, Geely, fund the support of Polestar through to profitability and gross profit, they say, by the end of the year. Polestar still costing their parent company, Geely, money at the minute, but with launches of Polestar 3, Polestar 4 this year, Polestar 5 coming soon as well, they can see that path to making money. Lucid has introduced dog mode, or they've called it creature comfort mode, which is nice, isn't it? I like that. It keeps the car cool. You know the deal. Message on the screen that the car is, that the dog is not at risk, and it obviously on the mobile app tells you that the system is working, and it works down to 1% state of charge. That's important. And the Li Auto Mega is a 7-seat minivan in China that charges over 500 kilowatts charge speed with their new CATL battery. Incredible. And that's briefly